He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Thou dost prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我们再有点简单的祷告。Let's
have a simple prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，你实在是我们的牧者。
We thank you, Lord, and indeed you are our shepherd.
我们实在是你草场上的羊。
And we are your sheep.
主啊，我们在这首诗篇再次提醒我们。
And this psalm once again reminds us.
你爱我们。
And you love us.
你是好牧人。
You are the good shepherd.
好牧人为羊舍命。
And the good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep.
你也是大牧人，为我们从死里复活。
And you are the great shepherd that was raised from the dead.
你更是我们的牧长，首席牧人。你有一天要在荣耀里显现。
And one day you'll be revealed in glory.
主啊，我们到那个时候，我们要得着不衰残的冠冕。
And on that day we will have that crown that does not decay.
主啊，我们谢谢你这些话再次安慰我们。
And we thank you that these words once again comfort us.
让我们今天早晨在你的话语跟前。
And as we study your word this morning,
带领你再次用你的圣膏来涂抹这些话。
May you again anoint these words.
让这些话说在我们的深处。
Such that these words will be spoken in the depths of our hearts.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the Lord Jesus' precious name.
刚才我们所读的圣经是大家最熟悉的，它太熟悉了，好像神不能再对我们说什么话。But
it seems as if it's so familiar that God cannot speak further to us.
因为好像我们失去了那个新鲜的感觉。It's
almost as we lost that feeling of freshness.
但是我们知道主的话是永远说不完的。But
we know that the Lord's word cannot be fully spoken of.
说的话是永远说不尽的。
There's no extent to it.
就是我们最熟悉的主圣经，主都能对我们说话。And
even the most familiar passage, the Lord can continue to speak to us.
所以今天早晨我们可以说一同来复习圣经里面最熟悉的一章圣经。And
so this morning, we'd like to review our most familiar passage.
那就是诗篇23篇。And
that is Psalms 23.
那这里讲耶和华是我的牧者。
And here it speaks of the Lord is my shepherd.
那我们的主是牧人。
Our Lord is the shepherd.
我们乃是草场上的羊。
And we are the sheep of the pasture.
所以诗篇23篇是羊的故事。
And so Psalm 23 is the story of the sheep.
这里所有的种种都是对羊来说。
And all these things that it talks about is speaking of to the sheep.
所以当我们读诗篇23篇的时候,
And so when we study Psalm chapter 23,
我们要想到我们自己就是那个躺在青草旁边，青草地上的羊。
We need to think of ourselves as a sheep in the green pastures.
而且我们怎样在安歇的水边,
And how we are beside the still waters.
然后他为自己的名引导我们走义路,
And how he guides us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
我们怎样经过死荫的幽谷,
And how we pass through the valley of the shadow of death.
我们的主在敌人面前怎样为我们摆设宴席,
And how the Lord prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies.
他如何用油膏了我们的头,
And how he anoints our head with oil.
然后我们回到神的家中,
And when we return to his house.
当我们回去回头想的时候,
And when we look back,
我们要说我们一生一世有恩惠慈爱随着,
We need to say, Surely goodness and loving kindness has followed us all the days of our lives.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中,
And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
所以这首诗乃是说到我们一生的一首诗。
And so this song speaks of our entire lives.
这首诗是能够解释我们一生的一首诗。
And the song can explain our entire lives.
虽然我们一生是那么短暂,
And although our lives are so short,
但是从出生一直到回到主那里, 你看见一路上都是牧人这样的牧养。
And so from our birth to that day, we see the Lord. We can see it's the Lord who is leading us.
但是不要忘记，这是旧约的一章诗篇。
But do not forget that this is a psalm in the Old Testament.
我们读诗篇，这个诗篇犹太人也读这个诗篇。
We read the psalm and the Jews also read the psalm.
我们读这个诗篇，犹太拉比也读这章诗篇。
We read the psalm and also the Jewish rabbis read the psalm.
那我们读这个诗篇，为什么和犹太人读这篇就不同呢？
And why is it different when we read the psalm?
你看见那个不同原因就是它的解释是在新约里。
Because the difference is the interpretation in the New Testament.
整本旧约的钥匙是在新约。
And the key of the Old Testament is found in the New Testament.
犹太人把那个钥匙丢掉。
But the Jewish people, they have thrown out the key.
所以他们永远不懂得旧约。
And that's why they do not understand the Old Testament.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们有那把钥匙。
We have that key.
所以现在我们有可能读诗篇二十三篇。
So now it's possible for us to study and read some.
如果你没有拿着新约那个钥匙。
But if you do not hold the key of the New Testament.
那么我们读二十三篇的时候，不要忘记，你就好像犹太人今天读诗篇二十三篇。
Then you read Psalm 23 just like any other Jew.
你可以很有学问，像犹太拉比一样。
And you can be very knowledgeable, even that of a rabbi.
你能够解释诗篇二十三篇。
You can explain Psalm 23.
而且诗篇二十三篇在英文的角度，从 King James Version 那个角度来说，是非常美的英文。
And from the King James perspective, the language used in Psalm 23 is indeed beautiful.
那从前有一个弟兄啊，他从头到尾用 King's English, 就是用最好的英文，他从第一节读到第六节。
And there was a brother, he used the King's English to read from verse 1 to verse 6.
他读完的时候，你看见许多人都点头。
And after he finished reading, everyone were nodding their heads.
他觉得读这个诗篇的人学问真的很大。
Because they thought that the person who read that psalm, his knowledge was indeed great.
他英文是最好的英文。
Because his English is the best English.
但等等，另外一个老弟兄起来读这篇诗篇。
And then later on, an old brother, he came up to read this chapter.
当他读这个诗篇的时候，也许有的英文都不读错。
And when he was reading that psalm, perhaps when he was reading it, his English was incorrect.
有的时候读得太快了，有几个字，也许一两个字都漏掉了。
And sometimes he'd read it too quickly and he'd miss a few words.
但是等到那个弟兄把这个诗篇读完以后。
But when that brother finished reading that psalm,
那全场的弟兄姊妹都感觉到神的同在。
Then all the brothers and sisters, they felt the presence of the Lord there.
现在当你听这个诗篇的时候，
and so when you hear the psalm,
你看不见这个老弟兄，
you no longer see that old brother.
你看见那个牧养这位老弟兄的那个牧人。
You see the shepherd of the old brother.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
当我们读二十三篇的时候，
when you read Psalm 23,
不错，这里讲了羊的故事。
It's true. It's talking about the story of the sheep.
但是这里更告诉我们牧人的故事。
But furthermore, it tells us the story of the shepherd.
那么这个钥匙在哪里呢？
Now where is the key?
大家如果读约翰福音第十章，
if we read John 10,
主怎么说呢？
What does the Lord say?
他说我是好牧人。
He said, I am the good shepherd.
好牧人喂羊舍。
The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep.
现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
诗篇二十三篇这位牧人原来是好牧人。
That the shepherd in Psalm 23 is a good shepherd.
那一个牧人到底有多好呢？
And so how good is the shepherd?
你怎么知道他好呢？
How do you know that he is good?
就是好牧人喂羊舍。
The Lord says the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
2000年前。
2000 years ago.
他为我们挂在十字架上。
He was hung on the cross for us.
他为我们流血。
His blood was shed for us.
他为我们舍命。
And his life was given to us.
所以我们回过头去看，我们说我们的主是好牧人。
And so when we look back, we can say that our Lord is the good shepherd.
这是约翰福音第十章。
And this is the Gospel of John, chapter 10.
但是当你读到希伯来书第十三章的时候，
But when you read to Hebrews chapter 13,
我们好不好一同来看希伯来书第十三章。
Why don't we take a look at Hebrews chapter 13?
Hebrews
chapter 13.
我们读到二十节。
We will read verse 20.
但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭永约之血，使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神。
Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord.
那请我们记得，在这里讲到我们的主从死里复活。
Let's remember here it says that our Lord resurrected from the dead.
然后圣灵怎么说呢？圣灵说他是群羊的大 牧人。
And then what does the Spirit say? The Spirit says that he is the great shepherd of the sheep.
现在我们记得了。
And now that we know,
他是好牧人。
That he says he is the good shepherd.
好牧人为羊舍命。
The good shepherd lays down his life.
好牧人为我们钉在十字架上。
The good shepherd was hung on the cross for us.
这是好牧人的故事。
And this is the story of the good shepherd.
但是牧人不光这么多。
But it's not simply thus.
你要认识这位牧人，你不能只认识他是好牧人。
If you want to know the shepherd, you cannot just merely know him as the good shepherd.
他是大牧人。
You need to know him as a great shepherd.
那么圣灵讲了他是大牧人的时候。
And so when the Spirit speaks of him as a great shepherd, it causes us to see that he is the one resurrected from the dead. We thank the Lord.
我们的主不只为我们钉十字架,
our Lord was not only nailed on the cross, but he became the good shepherd. And he also resurrected from the dead. And became our great shepherd.
这个故事还没有完,
but this story hasn't finished yet.
我们来看彼得前书,
let's take a look at 1 Peter.
彼得前书第五章
First Peter chapter 5
第四节
Verse 4
到了牧长显现的时候 你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
那这个牧长在中文可以翻译到首席的牧人, 就是chief shepherd, 就是首席的牧人。
And in Chinese, it can be translated as chief shepherd.
所以在这里给我们看见, 我们牧人乃是首席的牧人。
And so we see that our shepherd is the chief shepherd.
那么讲到首席的牧人的时候,
And when we speak of the chief shepherd,
彼得告诉我们有一天他在荣耀里显现。
Peter tells us that one day he will be revealed in glory.
有一天首席的牧人要回来,
and one day the chief shepherd will return.
当他回来的时候,
and when he returns,
我们都要得着赏赐,
we'll receive the reward.
到那个时候, 我们就得着永不衰衰残荣耀的冠冕,
and at that time, we'll receive the unfading crown of glory.
所以弟兄姊妹,
and so brothers and sisters,
现在你读新约圣经的时候,
when we read the New Testament,
你看见我们的主不只是好牧人,
we see that our Lord is not only the good shepherd,
羊舍命,
laying down his life, which is
the 大牧人,
he is the great shepherd.
让我们经过他, 他从死里复活,
and he is resurrected from the dead.
And 不止如此, 有一天这位首席的牧人, 他要回来,
and not only this, but this chief shepherd, he will return.
他要擦干我们的眼泪,
and he will wipe away our tears.
我们今天如果和他一同受苦, 到那天就要和他一同得荣耀。
And if we suffer with him today, we will also receive glory with him in the future.
那这是新约讲到我们的主是怎样是牧人。
And so this is how the New Testament describes our Jesus as the shepherd.
就这么多了。
And it's all this.
所以全本新约给我们看见主是好牧人，是大牧人，是首席的牧人。
And so the entire New Testament lets us see that Jesus, he is the good shepherd, he is the great shepherd, and he is the chief shepherd.
现在你用这三把重要的钥匙。
And now we have these three important keys.
你就能去解开诗篇23篇。
And we can use it to open up Psalm 23.
给我们看见说诗篇23篇所讲的那位牧人是怎样的牧人。
Such that we may see that the shepherd which Psalm 23 speaks of is what type of shepherd.
结果你才发现,
and then you'll discover.
原来诗篇23篇的前面有22篇。
That in front of Psalm 23, there's Psalm 22.
后面有24篇,
and after that, there's Psalm 24.
那为什么22、23、24圣灵把它放在一起呢?
So why did the Holy Spirit put Psalm 22, 23, 24
together?
And if you read Psalm 22 carefully,
那是讲到十字架的一篇诗篇。
You'll find that it's a song that talks about the cross.
那个是在十字架前1000年, 大卫就写了那个诗篇。
And so a thousand years ago, David, he already wrote
before the
crucifixion. David also wrote
在那个时候, 大卫根本没有经历什么叫做十字架。
And David, he never experienced what the cross was.
那个时候最残酷的刑罚就用石头把人打死。
The most horrible punishment was stoning.
所以除了这个之外，大卫不知道有什么刑罚是很残忍的刑罚。
And so aside from that, David did not know of any other horrible punishment.
但是圣灵感动他。
But the Spirit moved him.
当你读诗篇22篇的时候,
when you read Psalm 22,
一开始, 我的神, 我的神, 你为什么离弃我?
My God, why did you forsake me?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
看见吗？大卫在那里描写十字架的故事。
And so we see that David is referring to the story of the cross.
圣灵在大卫身上工作。
The Spirit was working in David.
让大卫经过了许多的苦难。
That David would experience much suffering.
当有一天他说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃？”
Until one day he says, "My God, my God, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
这句话大卫不懂得的。
And this phrase, David, he does not
understand.
Because this is not the experience of
the Lord.
This is the experience of our Lord Jesus on the cross. But before the beginning of this experience, 1,000 years before the cross, David
expressed it.
And so everyone knows that Psalm 22 is the Psalm of the cross. And this is a prophecy. That we'll see one day when our Lord Jesus is nailed on the cross, he'll say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And now we are. Why is there Psalm 22? Why Psalm 22 before Psalm 23? Because he is our good shepherd. The shepherd lays down his life for sheep. And if we say, how good is our shepherd? You'll know when you read Psalm 22. You'll see how our Lord was nailed on the crossbar. And you understand how good he is.
弟兄姊妹, there's
been a film that talks about Jesus being nailed on the cross. Some people say, no, now we understand. Before we did not understand how horrible it was to be nailed on the cross. And people, when they saw the film, they were moved.
弟兄姊妹，有的人说，现在我明白的更清楚了。
And now brothers and sisters, some people say now we understand it more.
有的人因着这个缘故得救了。
And for some people, they were saved because of this.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers,
如果你就是把那个电影看一千遍，
if you watch that film 1,000 times,
你还不知道我们的牧人有多好。
You still don't know how good our shepherd is.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
世上没有一部电影。
There's no film on this earth.
世界上没有一首诗歌。
Or there's no song in this world.
在人类的文化创作里面没有任何一个杰作，没有任何一个 masterpiece.
There's no nothing. There's no masterpiece in this world.
能告诉我们我们的牧人有多好。
That can fully speak of how good our shepherd is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你怎么知道我们的主是好牧人？
How do we know that our Lord is the good shepherd?
有诗篇20篇，你给我们看见我们的主到底有多好。
It's only in Psalm 22 that we say how good our Lord is.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
诗篇二十篇给我们看见他是好牧人。
Psalm 22 God says to see that he is the good shepherd.
好牧人喂养舍。
The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
那么诗篇二十三篇呢？
So what about Psalm 23?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他是我们的大牧人。
He is our great shepherd.
明白吗？讲大牧人讲的还为我们从死里复活。
When we speak of the great shepherd, we speak of the resurrection from the dead.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
诗篇二十三篇是我们的诗篇。
Psalm 23 is our song.
二十三篇的经历是我们的。
The experience of Psalm 23 is our share.
现在我们有经历了。
And now we have experience.
我们是谁？怎么会有经历呢？
And so how can we have this experience?
我们怎么会有故事呢？
How do we have that story?
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
我们的故事是永远从他的故事开始。
Our story started with his story.
所以现在你明白英文 history 是 his story.
And so the English word history is his story.
当你读诗篇二十三篇的时候，
And so when you read Psalm 23,
你想到你怎样躺在青草地上。
You see how you lie down in the green grass.
想到你怎样在安歇的水边。
And how you're beside the still water.
想到我们怎样经过死荫的幽谷。
And how you pass through the valley of the shadow.
这还不是我们的故事吗？
Is this not our story?
这不是我们的经历吗？
This is not our experience.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
我们所有今天，
we can have today.
我们所有这些经历，
the reason why we have these experiences.
是因为他的故事。
It's because of his story.
所以弟兄姊妹，
And so brothers,
如果不是我们的主是我们的好牧人，
If it weren't for our Lord being our good shepherd,
没有诗篇二十三，
there would be no Psalm 23.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在主把这一篇诗篇给。
The Lord has given us the Psalm.
为什么？
And why?
解释我们的经历。
To explain our experience.
我们的经历是有解释的。
Because there's an explanation for us.
为什么我们受那么多苦？
Why do we go through so much suffering?
为什么我们流那么多眼泪？
Why do we shed so many tears?
为什么我们经历那么多的艰难？
Why do we pass through so many difficulties?
为什么一个 wave, 一个波来了，又一个波又来了？
Why is there one hill after the other?
为什么有 9/11? 为什么有9月11号？
Why do we have 9/11?
为什么今天我们在恐怖的阴影底下过日子？
Why today we live under terrorism?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
有一个解释，
there is an explanation.
解释是诗篇二十三篇。
And the explanation is
23.
那诗刊上面怎么解释这个？
And how does Psalm 23 explain this?
我们的经历是个什么经历？
What is our experience?
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers,
明白吗？
第二呢，
我们的主从死里复活。
Because our Lord resurrected from the dead.
现在我们的经历乃是根据他从死里复活。
And our experience is in it's in accordance with his resurrection from the dead.
所以讲到诗篇二十三篇的时候，
And so when we speak of Psalm 23,
圣灵告诉我们说，
the Spirit tells us,
我们怎样经过死荫的幽谷，
how we pass through the valley of the shadow of death,
也不怕遭害，
and we do not fear the evil.
No, 你看见吗？我们虽然经过死荫的幽谷，
even though we pass through the valley of the shadow of death,
当然我们喜欢躺在青草底下，
we would like to lie down in the green
pasture, 当然我们希望在安可海
边， we would like to be beside the still water.
但有的时候他让我们经过死荫的幽谷，
but sometimes he'll lead us through the valley of the shadow of death.
我们常常觉得为什么主这样？
And so we ask the Lord, why does he do this to us?
去读圣经的时候，
and when you read the Bible,
你读来读去很多字都有的。
You read and you find there many instances.
很多字，很多的字，很多的 terms.
Oh, there many terms.
但是有一个词是没有的。
But there's a term that you do not find.
不是你读来读去，你就不出桥这个字来。
桥。
桥 bridge.
You never find the word bridge in there.
为什么？
And why is that?
当你遇见红海的时候。
Because when you come across the red,
神没有替摩西打一座桥，让以色列人从桥上经过。
God did not prepare a bridge for Moses to lead the people across.
所以神要以色列人从水中经过。
But no, God wanted His people to pass through the water.
以色列人到了约旦河的时候。
And when the Israelites went to Jordan,
神没有打一座桥叫他经过的。
God did not make a bridge for them to cross over.
神一直要他们经过。
God wanted them to pass through it.
为什么？
And why is it?
你知道非利士人和以色列人不同在哪里？
Do you know the difference between the Israelites and the Philistines?
那非利士人他们本来就在埃及。
Philistines, they were previously in Egypt.
好像以色列人在埃及。
Just like the Israelites.
后来他们到迦南去。
Later on, they went to Canaan.
好像以色列也到迦南。
Just like the Israelites.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is,
他们的起点是迦南，埃及，他们的终点是迦南。
Their beginning is Egypt and their end is Canaan.
但是他怎么到迦南是不一样的。
But the path to Canaan was different.
你看见吗？这个非利士人他们根本走捷径，从海边一直就进去了。
And so we saw that the Philistines, they took the most direct path. They went along the seashore.
但以色列人呢？
But the Israelites,
他们需要经过两道水。
They had to pass through two waters.
要经过埃及，要经过这个红海，要经过约旦
河。And the Jordan River.
所以让我们记得。
And so, let us remember.
到底呢，为什么非利士人跟以色列人总是有争执呢？
Why is there a conflict between the Philistines and the Israelites?
为什么？
Why?
因为非利士人太像以色列人了。
Because the Philistines are so much like the Israelites.
今天的巴勒斯坦人就是圣经里面的非利士人。
And the Palestinians are the Philistines of the past.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见为什么那个争执一直在那个地方？
And we see why there's the conflict persisting there.
从表面上看，他们都是从埃及出来，他们都是进到迦南去。
On the surface, they're both from Egypt and they have gone to Canaan.
所以非利士人在圣经里面代表 spiritual counterfeit, 代表属灵的假冒。
And so the Philistines represent the spiritual counterfeit.
你从外面来看是一模一样。
Because from the outside, it looks
like 以色列一模一样。
Exactly like the Israelites.
为什么他们是以色列仇敌呢？
But why are they the enemies of Israel?
他们不同在哪里？
What is the difference?
和他们的经历不一样。
Their experience is different.
你看非利士人根本走捷径。
Look at the Philistines. They went directly there.
要经过红海。
They did not pass through the Red Sea.
要经过。
They did not pass through the Jordan River.
但是以色列人。
But Israelites.
你看那神让他们要经过红海，也经过约旦。
See that God allowed them to pass through the Red Sea and the Jordan River.
神没有搭一座桥让他们越。
God did not build them a bridge to allow them to pass.
神的旨意要他们经过。
The will of God is for them to pass.
所有属灵真实的功课都是经过的，都不是越过的。
And all our spiritual experiences is to pass through, is not to go across, go over.
Not pass over.
Pass over.
对于非利士人来讲
，As so to the Philistines,
他们不光没有经过，连越过都没有。
They did not pass through, they did not even cross through.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这个是何等的不同。
And so we see that this is so different.
但神的旨意。
But the will of God.
凡是他的子民。
Whoever are his people.
他必须不是越过，乃是经过。
He did not, go across, but you pass through.
那现在问题在这里。
And so the problem is here.
怎么能经过？
How can we go across?
我们怎么可能经过死荫的幽谷？
How can we pass through the valley of the shadow of death?
而经过死荫的幽谷却不怕遭害。
And to not fear evil at the same time.
感谢主。
We thank the
Lord. 秘诀在哪里？
The secret is here.
因为我们的主从死里复活。
Because our Lord has resurrected from the dead.
请大家注意。
Pay attention to this.
圣经没有说我们从死亡的幽谷里面经过，没有。
It doesn't say that we pass through the valley of death.
那圣经没有说 valley of death， 没有这样说的。
The Bible does not say valley of death.
是 the valley of shadow of death， 是死亡阴影的幽谷。
Rather, the valley of the shadow of death.
弟兄姊妹，我们不可能经过死亡的幽谷。
We cannot pass through the shadow.
我们经过死亡的幽谷，我们就被他抓住了，我们就出不来了。
We go through the valley of death. We'll be captured in there. We cannot come out.
你看见吗？有人告诉我们说，这个地是棺材地。
Oh, people tell us that that ground is the coffin ground.
而这个天乃是棺材地。
And the sky is the coffin lid.
没有人从这个棺材里面出去过的。
No one can come out of that coffin.
你看见吗？没有人能够经过死亡的幽谷，而那拘禁的。
Can pass through the valley of death and come out of it.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
记不记得两千年前我们的主经过死亡的幽谷，结果从死亡里面出来了。
2000 years ago, our Lord went into the valley of death and he came out of it.
我们起早以为他被死亡打败了。
And before we thought that he was defeated by death. But we did not know that he overcame
death.
Because death never dies. But we thank the Lord.
When
one day death died,
there
was to be a new
one. Because
the Lord, he passed through the valley of death and he came out of it.
你知道一个真实的故事。
And there's a true story.
在伦敦，在英国的时候。
In England.
那个时候，英国和法国打不打？
There was a war between England and France.
那么在法国就是拿破仑。
And Napoleon represented France.
那么然后在英国就是 Wellington 将军和拿破仑在那对抗。
And the armies of Wellington were fighting against Napoleon.
所以最后有个很决定的战争。
And so later on there was that final battle.
那么到了礼拜天早晨的时候。
And it was on a Sunday morning.
那个时候没有像现在的电视，他们就想知道到底他们打胜仗了还打了败仗。
And it's not like today they did not know whether they won or lost the war.
所以那个时候。所以那个时候，他们只好从那个空中啊送来一些信息。
And so all they can do is pass some messages through the air.
但是因为这个伦敦的很多的雾。
But because in London there's a lot of fog.
所以大早他们起来看到底啊，他们打了胜仗呢，还打了败仗。
And so when they look, it's difficult for them to see whether they won or lost the war.
结果他们得到个 message.
And so they receive a message.
就是威灵顿大败。
That is Wellington defeated.
所以他们想这下终于完了。
And so they said, oh, that's the end of it.
所以他们就进到礼拜堂去，他们就觉得我们大概没有希望。
And so they went to church downcasted.
结果等到他们从礼拜堂出来的时候，
But when they exited from the church,
这个太阳就出来了。
The sun came up.
后来发现了威灵顿大败后面还有三个字，就是拿破仑。
That they missed the word and it was,Wellington defeated against Napoleon.
又现在太阳出来，所以你看见拿破仑三个字了。
And now that the sun has come up, you can see the final word.
所以现在的 message 是 Wellington 大败拿破仑。
And now you have the complete message. Wellington defeated Napoleon.
弟兄姊妹，
弟兄姊妹，
上面你看见主耶稣钉在十字架。
When you see the Lord nailed on the cross.
一面不说他为我们钉死在十字架上。
Yes, indeed, he was nailed on the cross for us.
但如果他的死跟我们的死是一样的话，
But if his death is the same as our death.
我们经过死亡的幽谷，我们出不来了。
If we go through the valley of death, we cannot come out.
他经过死亡的幽谷也出不来了。
And he'll go through the valley of death and not come out.
现在你看到那个电影，你还受感动。
And now you watch that film, you're very moved.
The Passion of Christ,
the Passion of Christ.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他为我们舍己。
He gave up his life.
他要用命给出去。
And he's willing to give up his life.
但请我们记得。
So let us remember.
如果他死了
，If he died,
经过死亡的幽谷
，and passed through the valley of death,
他没有从死亡幽谷出来。
He never came out.
我们怎样在死面前被打败，他也怎样在死面前被打败。
We are defeated by death, even so, he will be defeated by death.
他怎么可能是我们的救主？
How can he become our savior?
所以弟兄姊妹，
所以
他所以是我们的救主。
The reason why he is our savior.
所以因为他爱我们，
当年他死在十字架上， he also died on the cross.
但是更重要。
But more importantly,
他为我从死里复活。
Resurrected from the dead.
看见吗？你信他从死亡的幽谷里面出来了。
He resurrected from the valley of death.
所以圣经没有说我们经过死亡。
And so the Bible never said that we go into the valley of death. He went into the valley of death. We thank the Lord.
他是出手的果子。
That he is the first fruit.
他为我们从死里复活。
And he resurrected from the dead.
他从棺材里面抽出去。
And he came out of that great coffin.
如果光是十字架的话。
And if it were just the cross.
好像威灵顿大败一样。
And we say that Wellington defeated.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
消息来了。
We have to continue.
三天以后。
That 3 days later.
太阳出来了。
The sun came out.
我们就从死里复活了。
Our Lord resurrected from the dead.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他们坟墓里面那个他们的教主都在那。
Other religions of the world, there are
master of religions.
There are master of religion that still living or still dead in their coffins.
但是只有我们主的坟墓是空的。
But it is only our Lord's tomb that is empty.
为什么？
But why is that?
因为他从死亡的幽谷里面出来，没有遭受到遭害。
Because he was not harmed. He came out of the valley of death.
他胜过了死亡。
And he overcame death.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为他为我们从死里复活。
Because he resurrected from the dead.
他做了我们的大牧。
He became our great shepherd.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在我们可以有经历。
Now we can have the experience.
有的时候我们躺在青草地上。
Sometimes we lie in the green grass.
有的时候我们为他的名字来走一路。
And sometimes for his name's sake, we walk on the path of righteousness.
有的时候他带我们经过死荫的幽谷。
But sometimes he leads us through the valley of the shadow of death.
有的时候我们觉得我们出不来。
Many times we feel that we can't come out.
有的时候眼泪湿在地，我们觉得我们什么都没有。
And sometimes we're so tired, we feel like we have nothing left in us.
弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters. We thank the Lord. It's so amazing.
我们不是从死亡的幽谷里面经过的。
We did not pass through the valley of death.
我们的主只让我们经过死亡的阴影的幽谷。
The Lord allows us to pass through the valley of the shadow of death.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是完全不一样的感觉。
So this is totally different. You see this?
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
因为复活的生命在你里面，在我里面。
Because the resurrected life is in me, is in you.
现在我们也经过幽谷。
Now we pass through that same valley.
不过不是死亡的幽谷。
But it's not the valley of death.
那是死亡阴影的幽谷。
But the valley of the shadow of death.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
狗会伤人是不是？
A dog can hurt and bite.
Can bite.但是狗的影子不会伤人，是不是？
But dark shadow can't fight.
所以如果我们经过死亡的阴影的话，当然我们不怕遭害了。
And of course, if we pass through only the shadow of death, we will fear no evil.
所以解释来说，你的杖和你的竿都安慰我。
And so that's why the psalmist says, "Thy rod and thy staff to comfort me."
所以难怪甘夫人说，我愿意听那个打我的那个杖。
And,
管教我的那个杖。
And so that is why Madame Guyon says that she.Would draw close to the rod.
I want to kiss.
Don't you kiss the rod?
That chastened me.
That chastened, sir.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个故事什么故事呢？
And so what is the story?
这个故事就是死而复活的经历。
This story is the story of resurrection from the dead.
所以现在这个经历 the experience of life out of death 从死里出来的经历。
And so this is the experience of life out of death.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在这个经历就变成你的经历，变成我的。
This experience has become your experience, my experience.
诗篇二十三篇是很丰富的。
And Psalm 23 is indeed very abundant.
在这篇诗篇里面。
Because in that song,
你看见基督徒怎么开始成长。
We can see how we grow.
你看见这样的一步一步的从春天到夏天一直到冬天。
How step by step we started spring, summer, and fall.
所以整个诗篇二十三篇乃是个羊怎么成长的故事。
And so in Psalm 23 speaks of the story of how the sheep matures.
但是我们不要忘记。
But we should not forget.
我们所以有诗篇二十三篇。
The only reason why we have Psalm 23.
因为主是大牧人。
It's because our Lord is the great shepherd.
他为我们从死里复活。
And he resurrected from the dead Lord.
所以现在我们能从死亡阴影的幽谷里。
Such as today we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
他的杖和他的竿都安慰。
And his rod and his staff they comfort us.
这是二十三篇。
And so this Psalm 23.
但是二十三篇后面还有一个诗篇。
But after Psalm 23 there's another.
那就是二十四篇。
And that's Psalm 23.
我稍微看一下二十四篇。
Why don't we take a look at it?
诗篇二十四篇
Psalm 24
我们看第三节
Let's take a look at verse 3
谁能登耶和华的山谁能够站在他的圣所
Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord And who may stand in his holy place
那这里耶和华的山就是指着今天圣殿山来说
And that hill speaks of the hill of the temple.
Temple Mount.
Temple Mount.
今天如果大家到耶路撒冷，你看有一个山，我们这有两座清真寺在上面。
And today, if you go to Jerusalem, you find a mountain. You find two mosques.
啊，那个山现在是清真寺在上面。不过在主耶稣那个时候，那是圣殿在那个山上。
And now there's two mosques up there, but back in the days of Jesus, there was the temple there.
那这里告诉我们是谁能够登耶和华的山
？And so here it says, "Who may ascend into the temple?"
谁能够站在他的圣所
？Who may stand in his holy place?
然后下面第七节。
And also in verse 7
众城门呐，你们要抬起头来。
Lift up your heads, O gates.
永久的门户你们要被举起来。
And be lifted up all ancient doors.
那荣耀的王要进来。
That the King of Glory may come in.
所以什么意思？
And so what is
这个荣耀的王就是我们的首席的牧人。
This glorious King is our chief shepherd.
你看见荣耀的我们荣耀的牧人有一天要显现。
Because one day our glorious shepherd will be revealed.
他在哪里显现？
And where will he be revealed?
那根据撒迦利亚书，他要在他的脚要踩在橄榄山上。
And according to the book of Zechariah, his feet will touch Mount Olivet.
当那时候全世界的电视只有一个节目。
And on that day, all the television programs will only have one program.
不管是 CNN 或者 NBC， 你看见的时候，他们都要告诉我们说，主耶稣的脚已经踩在橄榄山上。
CNN and NBC will report his feet has touched upon Mount Olivet.
那橄榄山上现在还有一座，还有一个五星级的旅馆。
And there will be a five-star hotel there.
那有人建议说，也许主耶稣来的时候就 check in 旅馆，然后再下来。
And some people say, oh, perhaps they'll check in the hotel first.
但是不管怎么样，
but regardless,
我们要等到我们牧长显现的时候，他的脚一定要踩在橄榄上。
We know that when our chief shepherd appears, his feet will touch upon Mount
Olivet. 如果他显现的话，
and if he appears,
弟兄姊妹，那个时候圣殿一定是盖好的。
Then at that time, the temple must be built.
你看现在这个圣殿山上面没有圣殿。
But we know that there's no temple up there right now.
今天你怎么可能把两个金币子搬走？这是个头很大很大的问题。
And so how can get rid of those two months? That's a big problem.
所以呢，为什么今天中东的问题这么难解决
？And so now we know why there's such big problems in the Middle East.
有一件事我们知道。
The one thing we do.
等到我们主回来的时候
，When the Lord returns,
谁能够登耶和华的山
？Who can ascend into the hill?
当然，我们首席的牧人他要登耶和华的山。
And of course, it is our chief shepherd who ascends.
而且他还站在圣所里面。
And he will stand in the holy place.
圣殿一定是盖好。
So at that time the temple must have been built.
所以我们知道那个时候圣殿一定要被盖好。
And so we know that temple must have been built by then.
到底怎么发生我们不知道。
And how it happens we don't know.
今天你来看几乎是不可能。
Because when we take a look at it right now we'll say it's possible.
但有一件事我们知道。
The one thing we do know.
但是诗篇二十四篇。
That point is Psalm 24 is possible.
你看我们首席的牧人回来的时候。
That when our chief shepherd returns.
他要登耶和华的山。
He will ascend into the hill.
他要站在圣所里。
And he will stand in the holy place.
那这什么意思呢？
And what is the meaning of this?
忘记了。
Do not forget.
我们主如果从橄榄山回来的话
，If our Lord returns from Mount Olivet,
他如果要登耶和华的山
，And if he needs to ascend into the hills of old,
那换句话，他登另外一座山。
That means he has to go to a different hill.
那么橄榄山跟圣殿山中间有一个山
，And there is a valley between the two hills.
这叫 Kidron Valley.
And that's Kidron Valley.
那这是很深很深的。
That is a very deep, deep valley.
弟兄姊妹。
And but
如果我们的主从橄榄山回来
，If our Lord returns upon Mount Olivet,
现在他登耶和华的山
，And now he has Send into the hill.
所以你就是可以知道说，我们的主一定从橄榄山下来。
You know that he must descend from all that.
经过克西马尼园
，and pass through the Garden of Gethsemane.
然后到了山谷
，and then go down to the bottom of the valley.
然后下面说，谁能够登耶和华的山
？And then there's this question proposed: Who may ascend to the hill?
当然是我们首席的牧人。
Of course, it is our chief shepherd.
而且谁能够站在他的圣所
？Who may stand in his holy place?
当然是我们首席的牧人。
Of course, it's our chief shepherd.
现在不光耶路撒冷，不光圣殿准备好了。
And now in Jerusalem,
yeah, 不光圣殿准备好了。
The temple is prepared.
而且耶路撒冷一定要准备好。
But not only that, Jerusalem is prepared.
为什么呢？
And why?
因为耶路撒冷有好多城门呢。
Because Jerusalem has many city gates.
耶路撒冷乃是用个墙把它围起来的一个城。
And because Jerusalem is a city surrounded by a city wall.
所以这里说众城门呢。
And so that's why it's an old gate.
所以你看这个城门乃是耶路撒冷的城门。
And when it speaks of the gates, speaks of the gates of Jerusalem.
那为什么说你们要抬起头来？
And so why does it say you gotta lift up your head?
因为现在这些门呢，有的是开的，有的是关的。
Because some of these gates are open, some of these gates are closed.
这座橄榄山那个门叫金门，是关起来的。
And the gate facing Mount Olivet is called the Golden Gate, and it's closed right now.
现在呢，你要抬起头来，意思你要把那门打开的。
And so when we say you gotta lift up your head, that means you gotta open the gate.
所以下面怎么说呢
？And so what does it say to you?
永久的门户你们要被取。
And you lifted up all ancient doors.
你看有的那个门一关了好多少年了。
Because that door has been closed for many many years.
金门就是那个永久的门户。
And that Golden Gate is the ancient door.
所以等到主耶稣回来。
And so when the Lord Jesus returns,
所有的门通通要打开的。
All the doors have to be opened.
尤其是金门要打开的。
Especially the Golden Gate.
金门一打开
，And when the Golden Gate is opened,
耶稣就进到圣殿。
And the Lord Jesus will pass through Golden
Gate. 进到圣殿。
And not only in the church,
也进到耶路撒冷。
He will go into Jerusalem.
所以明白吗
？And so you have to
wait
until when before the Lord returns.
你看，圣殿一定要重建。
The temple must be rebuilt.
耶路撒冷一定要回到以色列怀抱。
That Jerusalem must be returned to the Israelites.
这是为什么？ 什么现在中东的局势变得这么紧张？
And that is why the situation in the Middle East is so tense.
耶路撒冷从来不是很重要的地方。
Because Jerusalem was never very important before.
对回教世界来说。
And to the Muslim,
Baghdad is the most important
place. Baghdad is most important.
对回教世界来说。
And to the Muslim,
Baghdad Temple is the most important.
This temple is very important.
在他们的那个历史里面，耶路撒冷从来是一点区域重要。
In history, Jerusalem is just some garbage.
从来不是很重要的。
It's not very important.
在 political 上从来没有重要过。
And、politically, it had no significance.
但忽然间变得很重要。
But now it's very important.
现在巴勒斯坦要以耶路撒冷做他们的首都。
And now the Palestinians want Jerusalem as the capital.
突然变得很重要。
And now it has become something very important.
弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
因为这里你看中东就
这样。But we see that it's so tense in the Middle East.
上次当巴勒斯坦人和美国和以色列谈判的时候。
And last time when the Palestinians, the Americans and the Israelites, they were negotiating.
那一次差一点，阿拉法就成功了。
Arafat almost succeeded.
那一次以色列已经答应把96%的土地还给他。
Because they were going to return about 60% back to them.
No.
96%.
所以只剩下4%的土地。
And so you only have 4% left.
所以你看看，如果能够夺回这么多土地，然后重建巴勒斯坦国，你看阿拉法的梦几乎就实现。
And so if you can claim so much land and rebuild the nation of Palestine, then Arafat will succeed.
结果有两个问题通不过的。
But there are two problems here.
两个问题变成一个很困难的问题。
And two problems make one big problem.
一个就是阿拉法就代表整个回教世界要把圣殿山把它拿回来。
And Arafat represents the entire Muslim people that they want to redeem the temple.
They want the temple mount back.
They want the temple mount back.
那这个是第一个问题。
And this is the first.
第二个问题，他们要以巴勒斯坦，要以耶路撒冷做他们的首都。
And the second problem is they want Jerusalem as the capital.
但是以色列几乎答应了。
And Israel they almost.
他们几乎答应了。耶路撒冷可以分成两半。
That they can split Jerusalem into two.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
我们要在主耶稣回来以前，耶路撒冷一定回到以色列。
Before Jesus returns, that Jerusalem must be reclaimed. And what happens now, we don't know. But when a chief shepherd appears, brothers and sisters, that day, our Lord will
from Jerusalem,
will
from Gaza come back.
Our Lord, you return on Mount Olivet.
然后要经过西伦西谷。
And you pass through that mountain.
然后要登上橄榄，再登上圣殿山。
And you ascend the Temple Mount.
然后进到圣殿里。
And you enter the temple.
就像这个米拉基说，他忽然进入他的殿。
And just like in Acts, he would suddenly enter into the temple.
感谢主。
We thank you.
你看见这就是圣经里面给我们看见，我们牧者终于，我们的首席的牧人终于回来。
This is what the Bible shows us that our chief shepherd will return.
到那个时候，要他要建立他的国家。
And at that day, you establish his kingdom.
我们如果今天和他一同受苦，到那天要和他一同得荣。
And if we suffer with him today, we will likewise be revealed in
glory. 所以彼得记得我们主的话。
And so Peter, he remembered the Lord's
word. 所以你们到了那一天。
And so he said on that day.
他不光想到彼得自己。
He wasn't just thinking of himself.
你知道根据四福音有十二个宝座在哪里？
Because according to the New Testament, there are 12 thrones there.
你看有一个一定是彼得的。
And one of them would definitely be reserved for Peter.
弟兄姊妹。
But no.
现在就是对我们来说。
The Lord is speaking to us now.
你看，你等到我们首席牧者显现的时候。
And when our chief shepherd appears,
现在我们都要得到永不衰残的冠冕。
We'll receive that big crown of glory.
弟兄姊妹，已经过不去了。
And today we say that we cannot.
我们说我们经过幽谷，我们出不来了。
We say that we pass through the valley of death, and we can't come out.
我们说我们不要聚会了。
And we say that we don't want
to. 没有人再看见我们。
And we don't want anyone to see us anymore.
But that's not the same. That is what the spirit is. You say 100 times,
and I'm not going to church yet. 100 times, I don't
want to go to church. You don't want to go to
church. But not only did you go to church, you also prayed
at church.
And so, what is the story?
Because that
resurrected life is in
you. This is nice.
And that.
That
can stand
the death.
It can stand
the
death.
It's not afraid
of death. It can come out of death. The greater the death, the greater
our
resurrected life. And Brandy speaks very well.
He has
a love
from
the brother.
He has
a love from the brother.
He says, we are not good enough.
And he said that we're not mean enough to him.
我们不够坏，我们如果够坏的话，你就知道他爱有多大。
And if you're mean enough to him, you know how great his love is.
我们对他太好了，所以我们不知道他爱有多大。
We're too good to him, so we don't know the depth of his
love. 你要对他有多狠，你要对他有多凶，然后你才知道他的爱有多大。
If you're more mean to him, then you'll discover the depth of his love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
让我们记得，
let us
remember. 你永远不知道那个复活的生命有多荣耀。
You never know how glorious that resurrected life is.
一直等到有一天，所有人说这个人就完了。
Until one day people will say that this person he has come to the end of himself. He has no hope. He cannot come out of death. But we thank the Lord.
你的杖，你的竿都安慰
我。Your rod and your staff they comfort me.
所以弟兄姊妹，
and so brothers and sisters, for this very reason,
没有应许天色永远长。
That God never promised when he gives us the rose, he removes the thorns. He never promised. Because when he gives us the rose, it comes with the thorns. And for the sake of the rose, we give thanks to the Lord about
the thorns.
But for the thorns of the rose, have we even given thanks? Just once. But we thank the Lord.
因为我们经过死荫幽。
Because we passed through the valley of the shadow of death.
好像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
我们被打倒了。
We've been struck down.
好像就完了。
It seems like we're done.
但他说，我虽然被 knocked down， 但是没有 knock out.
He said, I'm knocked down, but I'm not knocked out.
弟兄姊妹，你看，这是复活的生命。
And so, brothers and sisters, this is the right
life. 因为有这宝贝的往昔放在我们。
Because
we
have this treasure in this earthen vessel.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个故事什么故事？
What is the story?
是死而复活的故事。
This is the story of resurrected from the dead.
这个经历是基督徒的经历。
And this experience is the experience of Christ.
你怎么知道一个经历是属灵的经历？
How do you know a spirit is a spiritual experience?
弟兄姊妹，所有属灵的经历都是经过死亡。
Every spiritual experience passes through death.
所以感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord.
十字架把我们冠冕带给我们。
It's the cross that brings us the crown.
是十字架把 harvest 把丰收带给我们。
It's the cross that brings about the harvest.
没有十字架没有冠冕。
Without the cross, there's no crown.
没有十字架没有丰收。
Without the cross, there's no harvest.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
二十二篇是十字架。
Chapter 22 is the cross.
二十四篇是冠冕。
24 is the crown.
从十字架到冠冕。
From the cross to the crown.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
中间需要经过山谷。
In the middle of it is the valley.
你看见吗？很。第这个十字，这个二十二篇是各个大山。
And chapter 22 is Golgotha.
Hill of Golgotha.
Hill of Golgotha.
Hill
of Golgotha.
然后到二十四篇，你看那个山，那是耶和华的山。
And chapter 24, you see the hill of the Lord.
在这两个山中间有一个山。
And between these two hills are the valley.
到了二十三篇的山。
And so in Psalm 23,
我们虽然经过死荫的幽谷，
although we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil.
因为你的杖，你的竿都安慰。
So your rod and your staff be comforting.
所以弟兄姊妹，
and so brothers and sisters,
现在明白吗？
Do we understand?
这是诗篇23篇是我们最熟的诗篇。
That although Psalm 23 is our most familiar song,
我们以为我们都会倒背过来。
We think we can memorize it backwards.
但现在如果你从新约来看诗篇二十三，
but if we look at it from the perspective of the New Testament, then you'll understand.
我们的主不只是好牧人。
Not only is our Lord the good shepherd,
为我们死。
Who lays down
his life, 为我们钉十字架。
Who is now on the cross for us.
还要为我们从死里复
活。He also resurrected from the dead.
还要为我们从死里复活。
And not only did he resurrect from the dead,
而且有一天他要在荣耀里显现。
But one day he will be revealed in glory.
这是我们的。
This is our shepherd.
弟兄姊妹，你再读诗篇二十三篇。
Read Psalm 23 again.
现在你知道和犹太人不一样。
And you'll know that it's different from the understanding.
犹太 rabbi 就这一章圣经不一样。
It'll be different from the Jewish rabbi.
弟兄姊妹，
但是
他们读诗篇二十三篇就是二十三篇。
When you read Psalm 23, it's merely Psalm 23.
他们不懂二十二篇。
Because they can't understand Psalm 23.
他们只懂一点点二十四篇。
And they understand a little bit of Psalm 23.
就这么多了。
And that's all.
太感谢了。
But we thank the Lord.
因为我们主是我们的好牧人。
Because our Lord is our good shepherd.
所以当我们来读诗篇二十三篇。
But when we read Psalm 23,
我们能比他们懂得更多。
We can understand more than they.
我们是有经历的。
Because we are a group of people.
我们是不光是为我们定死。
Because not only was the Lord nailed on the cross.
不光是我们从死里。
Not only did he resurrect from the dead.
不光胜过死亡。
Did he overcome death?
结果就生命在我们的里面。
But this life is in us.
我们也能胜过死。
And we can also overcome death.
没一个说。
And strictly
speaking, 我们胜过死亡阴影而已。
We overcome the shadow of death.
就这么多了
，and that's all。
感谢感谢。
But we thank the Lord.
变成我们的经历。
This has become our experience.
还有眼泪。
A
Of course there are tears.
当然有苦难。
Of course there are suffering.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
只是有明天。
We have tomorrow.
弟兄姊妹。明天他回来。
Tomorrow he will return.
明天他当我们的。
Tomorrow he'll wipe away our tears.
明天我们要得到永不衰残的。
And tomorrow we will receive the unfading crown of glory.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
什么叫诗篇二十二篇？
What is Psalm 23?
那是昨天。
That's yesterday.
什么是诗篇二十三篇？
What is Psalm 23? That's yesterday.
这是今天。
What is Psalm 23? That's today.
22篇、24篇。
What is Psalm 24?
那是我们的明天。
That is our tomorrow.
我们是有明天的。
We have tomorrow.
弟兄们，严格说来。我们连今天都没有。
Even today, we do not have.
罪人怎么会有今天？
Because how can a sinner have today?
还是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
两千年前，我们主做了我们的好牧人。
Because 2000 years ago, our Lord became a good shepherd.
因为他的故事。
Because the first story.
现在我们开始有故事。
Now today, we have our own story.
我们开始有经历。
We have our own experience.
我们有今天。
We have today.
还是感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
不光有今天。
Not only just today.
我们还有明天。
We have tomorrow.
我们荣耀在明天。
Our glory is in tomorrow.
在今天我们只好忍耐。
And so today, we can only just bear.
如果不是为了明天的荣耀，我们不可能今天忍耐。
Because we're not for the glory verse we step out tomorrow, we cannot.
你知道世界上有两代人，
有两代人。There are two groups of people.
罗马人还有希腊人。
There are the Romans, there are the Greeks.
他们讲的荣耀的时候。
And when they speak of glory.
都是讲的过去。
They talk of the past.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
有另外两代人。
There are another two groups of people.
他们也讲的荣耀。
They also speak of glory.
一个是以色列人。
One are the Israelites.
还有一个是神的教会。
And the other is the Church of God.
他们也讲的荣耀。
They also speak of glory.
他们是讲的明天。
But they speak of the future glory. And why is that?
罗马人跟希腊人。
Because the Romans and the Greeks.
他们永远活在荣耀的过去。
They always live in the past glory.
他们一直做过去的梦。
Because they always just dream of the past.
只有犹太以色列人、神的选民和基督教会。
But only the Israelites, the people of God.
我们荣耀还在讲。
Our glory is reserved for the future.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们是有明天的。
We are a group of people that
have to know. 知道。
And how do we know?
因为诗篇二十
四。Because of Psalm 24.
我想这是够了。
I think this is enough.
因为你看见吗？这就是我们基督的生活。
Do you see that this is our Christian life?
我们想到昨天的时候。
When we speak of yesterday.
我们讲到信。
We speak of our faith.
我们讲到今天的时候
When we speak of today
我们讲到爱
We speak of love
我们讲到明天
We speak of tomorrow
我们讲到我
We speak of faith and hope
所以信望爱乃是我们的生命
So faith, love, hope is our life
感谢主
We thank the Lord
我们不光有昨天
Not only do we have a past
今天
Today
还有明天
We have a future
你看这就是诗篇二十
三 So this is Psalm 23
谁但愿主把这些话赐给我
And so may the Lord give us these words
那今天我们还有一场
And we still have one more meeting.
我们要继续来看诗篇二十三。
And we'll continue to take a look at Psalm 23.
巴不得就借一个很简单的诗篇对我们每一个人说。
And so we ask the Lord to use this simple song to speak to each and every one of us. Let's bow down and pray.